Welcome to the Huntington Way Show, where we help parents navigate the educational maze. I'm your host, Yvonne Strawn, author and founder of InspirationalHomeschooling.com, and I am here with Renee Green. She is the head director and owner of Valley Christian Academy, and we are talking about equipping future leaders.
Yes.
Before we get started, I want to thank our sponsors, the Huntington Learning Center and Inspirational Homeschooling, for bringing this show to you. You're listening on Power Talk 1040 AM, 98.5 FM, and 95.7 FM. Please like and subscribe to Power Talk 1040 on YouTube. Welcome to the show, Renee.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you here. So I want to know, what is your biggest passion in helping parents educate their kids?
Okay, so my biggest passion is to raise these kids up to become strong Christian leaders for the Lord.
Yeah.
So well, I just want to empower them, inspire them, and help them be the best they can be. And I believe every child has a calling, and it starts pretty young. And if we can find what that is, we can help them, we can help equip them, inspire them, and help them become the best that they can be with what God's calling is.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So what do you do with the kids to just kind of give them, get an idea of what, you know, what they're doing and what they're interested in?
Well, basically, we with the middle schoolers, we just ask them, what is it you want to be when you grow up? Or what is your interest? What is it that you want to do in life? Because everybody is on this earth for a reason.
Yes.
God has brought them on this earth for a reason, and we want to find what that is. And so each child has something inside them that really interests them, that they have a strong desire to find out what that is. And so we start working with them and helping them through that process to find out what is their calling. What is it that God has equipped them to do? And we pray, we read scriptures in the Bible about it and how to become a leader. And then we start trying to figure out the layers of what that calling is. I do believe it starts pretty young. I think even at a preschool level, kids kind of know what their calling is. And an example I have with that is when I was 4 years old, I used to line my dolls up and pretend like I was teaching them. And now I own a school.
Right.
Here.
Yeah.
And so I think it does start pretty young. So if we can try to figure out what that is, then we can build them up and make things happen.
Yeah.
And so that's what we tried to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have the homeschooling program that you're working with, but you also run the, like, a Christian school also at the churches. So what churches do you meet at, and what does that look like?
Sure. So the school is Valley Christian Academy, and we're located inside of Restoration Church, Friendship Assembly, and we're getting ready to open up our third campus at Living Hope Church.
Wow.
So yeah,
that's great.
So we're very excited. At Restoration, we have been there since 2005, and we serve children as young as 6 weeks all the way up through fifth grade for the school part. And then we have a middle school homeschool program at Restoration as well.
Oh, that's great.
And then at Friendship Assembly Church, we take kids as young as 2 years old, and we're up to second grade, and next year we'll be adding third grade over there. And then at the Living Hope campus in January, we'll be opening up a part day. Well, actually, it could be a full day preschool over at the Living Hope campus.
Oh, wow. So you're starting them out young, trying
yes.
to help them grow and find their giftings and then work through that.
Yes.
So what does a typical school day look like for, well, let's do both. Let's explain what it looks like for the Christian Academy and then also for homeschooling.
Okay. So, with Christian Academy, it is, boy, they have a schedule. So I'm trying to think how I could explain that because everybody's on different schedules.
Okay.
But basically, they will get a chapel time once a week. They will get a Bible lesson every day in their classrooms. They will have center time. They have small group time. They will have recess time. We do direct instruction, so 50% of the time they're directly taught. The other 50% is hands-on learning.
Okay.
With the preschool, and that's with the preschoolers. With elementary, it's probably a typical day of subjects, math, science, reading. But they also have a Bible lesson time, and the Bible is incorporated through every subject
Okay.
that we do at Valley Christian Academy. With the homeschool enrichment program, the Bible time is the first hour of the day, and then we focus on math and science the rest day, and that's hands-on enrichment program.
Okay.
Over there.
So is it a full-day program where parents will drop off their children and then like the homeschooling part?
Yes. So the homeschooling program is on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Okay.
And it starts at 8 a.m. and ends at 3 p.m. every day.
So great. Yes. So how does Valley Christian Academy serve the community as far as like their mission and their vision?
Okay, so like I said, we're trying to help empower and inspire these kids to become strong Christian leaders. That's mm-hmm. our ultimate goal with these kids as young as preschool all the way through the middle school program. So the one way we impact the community is, well, we have several kids in the community that are enrolled in our school for the preschool and elementary years. In the middle school home program, those kids are coming in and we're trying to find what their calling is, and then we're having them create vision boards. And then after they create their vision boards, then we're going out in the community and volunteering and getting involved in whatever that calling is so that they can experience what it is that their calling is, and then we can kind of take it from there and see what God does with them.
Oh, yeah, that's a great way to do that.
Yeah.
So after the break, we'll talk about those vision boards more.
Okay.
But right now I want to focus a little bit more on the direct instruction, because you talk about the direct instruction being part of the program.
Right.
So what does that look like?
So the direct instruction style of teaching is very repetitive, where the whole class is responding. It really, I think originally it was designed to help ADHD students.
Okay.
And then we just found that it's so interactive and everybody's responding, and it's a good classroom management tool as well. And it helps the information just stick in their brains quicker and faster.
Okay.
And so you could do it with Bible lessons, you can do it with scriptures, you can do it with history, you can do it with reading, all kinds of subjects that helps them. An example of probably direct instruction, let's say we were teaching a sound to a child. Let's say the sound was the letter M. We would say to the kids, we would show them the card that has the M, and then we'd say, the sound that this letter makes is M. What sound? Get ready, and then the whole class would say, mm. Yes, the sound is mm.
Okay.
And so that's an example of how you would teach a sound. Now, if you think about that, what if you were doing that with a scripture, and you're teaching them a whole scripture, a short little scripture? You would have the whole class repeating it, and it's memorizing that scripture.
Okay.
So does that make sense?
Yeah.
So you can do that with history. You can do that with every subject.
Right.
And it just gets information quick and fast in little brains.
Right. So do they do a lot of hands-on work then as well, mm-hmm. or is it more the conversation style?
So we do 50%.
Okay.
So 50% of the time the lesson is going to be audio like that and direct instruction. And then we're going to take what it is that we taught them and then apply it on a hands-on type activity.
Okay. And then that's how you're incorporating the play and the experience.
Right.
Into the children's
And with preschool,
learning.
It'd be more play, hands-on learning. With middle school, it'd be more writing or creating the vision boards or whatever it is. So,
that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, Renee, thank you for sharing kind of what that looks like, what direct instruction is. Uh-huh. When we come back, we're going to discuss how you can help your children envision their futures and reach their goals. I want to thank our sponsors, the Huntington Learning Center and Inspirational Homeschooling, for bringing the show to you. Welcome back to the Huntington Way Show. You are listening on Power Talk 1040 AM, 98.5 FM, and 95.7 FM. I'm your host, Yvonne Strawn, and I am here with Renee Green. And we are talking about helping kids envision their futures and reaching their goals. This show is brought to you by our sponsors, Huntington Learning Center and Inspirational Homeschooling. Welcome back, Renee.
Thank you for having me back.
Yes, it's great to have you.
You're welcome.
So, your homeschooling program, mm-hmm. I want to focus a little bit more on that now.
Okay.
And that one is called Valley Academy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So when I visited you at the Restoration campus, you were showing me these vision boards, and I thought they were just amazing. I thought the principal was amazing, and how you were incorporating that into helping them become future leaders and helping inspire them and create their gifts was a wonderful idea. So I would love for you to share that with us. So, how do you help the kids create their vision boards?
All right, so first of all, we start working with them when we start with prayer. And we pray and we ask God to help us think of what it is their calling is. And then they pray about it, they think about it, and most of the time the kids have it already inside of them what it is that their calling is. Maybe they want to be a firefighter, maybe they want to be a teacher, maybe they want to be a vet, or they want to work at the zoo, whatever that is that they feel is their calling. And then once they have voice what they feel their calling is, then we start trying to figure out, okay, so what is the next step? What is it that we need to do to make this a reality? Because leaders have to start with a vision. Every single leader, it starts with a vision. So we try to help them create that vision and try to dream big what it is that vision is. So once they have figured out what their vision is and what they want, then we have them create a vision board. And so then they create the vision board and try to get it mapped out what exactly is that they're calling. Because sometimes I think it's a little bit vague, so we want to get a little bit more specific. And then after they've created those vision boards, then we start looking to see, okay, where can you go and experience this? So that is the next step. So the first step is the vision board. The next step is to try to go experience what that is. And then we can fine-tune this vision a little bit more once they've experienced it. And so then we'll go out. Let's say they want to be a vet or something. So then we're going to call a veterinarian, see if we can come in and help take care of some animals and experience that. And so that's what we do. And we go out there, then the next step will come back, and then we start thinking, what is the next step we need to do? Do we need to start volunteering? Or being a part of that, what is it that we need to do? So, yeah.
So does sometimes the children go out and they, for instance, may go to that vet clinic and then they're like, oh, this isn't anything like what I thought it would be.
And
And do
that
they change?
it hasn't yet with us, but we just started the program. But I do think that could happen. I do believe it. And that's why we want to experience it now, because they're young. So we're like, okay, well, maybe you're still interested in animals, and maybe it's not really being a veterinarian so much, but is it something else? So what is it that inspired you or empowered you for that? So then we're going to try to fine-tune it. So that's going back to fine-tuning what that vision is. And then maybe they've just changed their mind completely and decided this is not my calling. And we start all over and make that happen. We have one that wants to be a photographer right now. And so we had our photographer come in for our school, and she actually did some lessons with all the kids in the class on creating. I didn't realize how involved it is to be a photographer. It's like a big deal. You could do nature, you could do people, you could do all kinds of stuff. I never even thought about it. And so they take all these pictures, and they're going to make a little gallery, and then they're going to present it to Valley Christian Academy to all the elementary kids so that they can start thinking about what is their vision. What is it they want to do so that we can start working with them as well?
Oh, that's
So, yeah.
great. And so when you have your children in the homeschool section and you have a great opportunity there with the Valley Christian Academy being part of, in the same building, do they also, the kids in the homeschooling section help out with the Valley Christian Academy kids?
Yes, they do. So one of the things that has really been popular and just really took off was our kindergarten buddies. And they absolutely love it. So every Thursday they go over to the kindergarten class and they read stories or they do science experiments or they do an activity with the kindergartners. And the kindergartners are just ecstatic. They love the middle schoolers. And the middle schoolers, we're starting to help them become a leader through this and inspire them. So it's just been the best program we've ever put together.
And I feel like then you also give them that opportunity to serve. And showing them some of the different ways that they can serve.
And then we're doing another neat thing this week. It's Pastor Appreciation Month. So the middle schoolers are providing lunch for the pastors over at Restoration, and they're going to serve them and sit with them and then clean up at the end. So they're really excited to be serving the pastors this week.
Oh, that's
Yeah.
great. Well, I want to circle back around. You were talking about those vision boards, and I would love for you to just give the listeners an idea of what is on a vision board.
Okay, so on their vision board, they are going to either draw a picture, take pictures, or something like that on their board. So they'll start with, what is your vision? And then, how do you, can you have pictures of what that vision is? And then, how are we going to make that a reality? And so that's kind of what our boards are.
Yeah, so it's pictures of maybe if they want to be a firefighter, there might be pictures of what they wear, maybe a fire truck,
yes.
maybe somebody fighting fires, that kind of thing.
Yes.
Now, do they do any writing on their vision board?
They
Do
do
they
have
do
some writing on
paragraph?
there to explain what it is that their vision is and what they're trying to do.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's perfect.
Yeah.
So what impact does that project have on the kids? Have you implemented it maybe in your own homes with your own kids and then seen that vision come to life?
We're starting to, like the first, I mean, we just started this year. So the photography one is our first one that it's really taken off, where the kids have taken some classes on photography with their cameras, and they're putting together a gallery. So I think in a couple weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, we'll have that project complete. And then they're getting ready to go to, I think it's to a veterinary clinic to learn about the animals. So that's our next one we're working on. So we're working with each child what it is. And so it's like a field trip, and
right.
they'll go there.
Okay.
And so we're working on that. And hopefully then this will be able to take the next step and then maybe start volunteering and being a part of that after they've gone and seen what it is their vision's about. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
And I love that about homeschooling is that oftentimes the kids do have time to volunteer or look into those interests.
Yeah. That's what we were thinking too. So, yeah.
Yeah. So do parents come to the homeschooling program or are they involved?
They are. Almost every one of the field trips, we've had several parents that accompany us and go to it. So it's kind of fun. And then parents are welcome throughout the day. Anytime they want to be there, they
yes.
can. We have one parent that is an art teacher.
Okay.
So I think he's going to come in and start teaching some art projects as well, and that could go with any vision you have. So if you think about art, is in everything.
Yeah.
So whatever their vision is, we're going to be able to incorporate that in with all their visions.
Yes.
So, yes.
And then what other types of services do you offer with the homeschool program? Do you have like math or tutoring or what else?
So our main
included?
Focus is on math and science.
Okay.
And so we're really working on math and science, but of course, every subject you can incorporate you can integrate every subject in that. But our focus is math and science. We'll bring history in, we'll bring writing in, we'll bring in just about every subject within that as well.
Great.
So yeah.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for sharing this. Will you share with our listeners where they can find you?
All right. So you can go to our website, valleychristianacademy.school. And all the information's on there.
Wonderful. Renee, thank you for sharing how these vision boards work. I express our gratitude to our sponsors, Huntington Learning Center and Inspirational Homeschooling, for bringing this show to you. Thank you for joining us.